Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Tuesday, the 27th of March, 2010. I'm Simon. This is my Audioboo audio blog. And I'm SM2N on audioboo.fm. Really good to hear some more about the four-box theory and off-prioritization and getting out of that first box, or maybe more importantly, not letting stuff get into that first box. Yeah, really interesting stuff, thought-provoking, and make sure that just because it's high priority for your customer doesn't necessarily mean it's high priority or urgent for you. There's two being two different things, of course. I misspoke there. I should have said just because it's high priority and urgent for your customer. It all comes down to contracts, doesn't it? And if there is one or not. what the terms of the contract say is high urgency and highly important. So, yeah, interesting stuff, definitely. I also liked what Acrobat was saying about indexes. We touched on the free text search capability of ebooks in the comments field on one of our boos about page numbers. It's definitely one of the big advantages of computerized reading materials, whether they be web pages or ebooks, is you do have that searchable, that free text search indexing capability, which rather, don't you think that rather puts indexes as redundant in an electronic era? I think I've heard other people come. I mean, I don't profess to be a huge consumer of books. But I've heard a lot of other people say that that people don't take any care, publishers don't take enough care about indexes anymore. They don't put the effort in, and a really good reference book is characterised by having really, really good indexing on the back. And that just seems less important these days to publishers, and I wonder whether the ebook is something that enables book publishers to be lazy on the indexes. I mean, do you even have an index in an ebook? I suppose you probably do, but obviously that would come up in the free text search as well, wouldn't it? Would that be higher priority if it's an index, or would it be lower priority, or would the destination of the index link make the that destination be more prominent in the search results? The other thing I wanted to quickly talk about is Keek. So I noticed that McColgan is doing something called Keek, Kilo Echo Echo Kilo, which is a short video. It's a bit like Audioboo, but it's in video, and it's 36 seconds in length, maximum. So I've been following a few people on Keek, but I'm not finding it very easy to sort of get into. And I'm not sure whether I'm just getting it wrong. So when I go to the Keek app on my iPhone, it doesn't... All the people that I subscribe to or that I'm following, it doesn't give me the stream of their Keeks so that I can just see who's Keeked recently. If I go onto the website in a web browser, then there is a stream option or heading somewhere. You can get to the stream page and it shows you videos and comments. But that's only on that website. Why isn't it in the app as well? That's what I don't get. Why is it not in the app? When I make a comment on somebody's Keek and they reply back, why don't I get an email notification to tell me that they've replied? It just doesn't seem. I must be just getting it wrong. So anyone out there who is on Keek, find me. I'm SM2N, and I'll follow you back. Share with me your wisdom about how I'm misunderstanding how Keek works. Thanks for listening, guys. Take care. Speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.